Hello and welcome to The Joy of Yes with me, Graham Pate, and my very special guest, Quinn Contini. Improv is chasing the fear. It's about making things up on the spot. And yet Marvin Berry's sketch, which is all
rehearsed.
It's all rehearsed. Do you find that it's difficult to move from one to the other, or do they kind of merge together somehow?
They merge together. I used to do a lot of theater, which I love. I miss it. I want to go back to doing more theater. But I wish you could see some of the conversations that happen in Marvin Berry, because there are some of us that love improvising in the sketches, and there are some of us that really don't.
I have heard.
I'm sure you've heard.
I have heard.
What have you heard? What have you heard?
I have heard that your nickname is Quinn DP Contini.
Yeah. Yeah, that was this year, recently. I don't even remember. What does it stand for again?
Double
punchline
or something?
Yeah.
I think.
Or DB, double blow line. Yeah. Because I always like to have a backup. It's like, in case the first blow line doesn't work, I want to make sure that we have another one.
I think, what did Nikki say? He's not happy until he's had like 18 blow lines or something.
Yeah. I love playing with the danger. And I know that, like, that's a note that I get often, where I'm too dangerous, which is, you know, a debatable note. I think it's a really good note, because I think, like, there's a difference between being dangerous and being reckless. Mm. Someone who's reckless is just an idiot. Somebody who's dangerous is riding the line. Reckless, there is no line, because you're just bulldozing through and doing whatever. So that's something that I've had to work on a lot, is like finding when to be dangerous, because I find being dangerous very easy. But it's like, it's pulling back.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one time with Marvin Berry, actually, we were doing a scene. And because we often flip the roles in the scene, I hadn't done this one scene called ATM in ages. And I wanted to do it. We were in Iowa City at the Floodwater Comedy Festival. And I went up to Mike and Nikki, because those were the three that were traveling. And I was like, okay, I want to do ATM. And they're like, okay, great. And Mike is hilarious. Mike is like, fine, but you can't improvise. And I was like, that's fine. It's like, I know it. It's like, I wrote it. You know what I mean? Like, I know that sketch. And we were rehearsing it. Mike and I were just running lines right before the show. And I was changing things left, right, and center. And Mike, you could see him just, I've never seen Mike mad. Mike is one of the most mellow dudes ever. But he got mad at me, and I will never forget it. And it was such a beautiful moment. He called Nikki over. He's improvising. This is scripted. I want to stay on the book. There's a way that you and I always do it, and it's always the same. And he's trying to change it. And oh, it was so funny. And I had to promise. I was like, Mike, like, I'll do the scene.
Did you?
And I did. Yeah, I did.
And yeah. Of course, then we also have my personal favorite character is Lucien.
Lucien!
I love Lucien.
Oh, I love Lucien. Now, I bet. Did you mention Lucien to Nikki? And,
no, I forgot. And I meant
they
to.
All,
they hate them. They hate it.
Yeah. Well, they don't. So that would be an eye roller for sure. If you mentioned Lucien to Nikki or Mike or Sam or Chris, any of them, like, they would, yeah, absolutely roll their eyes. That
like
sketch
Lucien
varied between, I think the shortest it ran, I want to say, was 6 minutes. And I promised them it would be 5. And the longest it ran, I believe, was 11 minutes.
11 minutes of Lucien.
But I love that character, because it allowed me to improvise while being in a sketch show, because it changed every single day. It got to the point where I stop actually thinking about Lucien as part of me. Lucien is a different person in my, in the way that I think about him. Like, if you mention Lucien, I'll be like, oh yeah, he's crazy. I'll be like, yeah, I'm crazy when I play him. I'm like, oh no, he's a nut. Because he takes over. I don't have any control. Once I step into Lucien, there's very little that me as Quinn can do to control him.
Really?
Which is a very cool place to be in.
I find Lucien is one of these characters that is so, when I say overly confident, it almost comes across as a negative thing, but he's just so confident in his own world and his own ability without being arrogant about it. He's not arrogant about it. He just has this belief. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for. He has this belief in himself, which is so skewed.
So backwards.
But so innocent. Yeah. And I just love it. And I think we had this conversation once before. I want to know more about Lucien. I want to find out more about Lucien's background or his family. I want to see.
There was a Fringe review that actually wished, they were like, we want Lucien to have his own show. Yeah. But the background, you want to learn Lucien? Lucien is, I traveled around Southeast Asia a couple of years ago, and I met a French family on a riverboat going through Laos, and they had a son named Lucien, and that's who Lucien is based off of. And he was this, I think he was 5 or 6, and I ended up spending almost a week with that family because they were so lovely and we just really got along. But when Lucien was bored, we would play games. We played Connect Four a lot. And he would lose, but then just claim that he won. And he would dance around the boat. Ben moi j'ai gagné, ben moi j'ai gagné. Maman, maman, ben moi j'ai gagné.
Excusez moi, mais non.
Yeah. And well, no, I just encouraged him. I pushed him further. I was like, you did. Again, let's play again. And it got to the point where he was just this maniac of a child winning but losing, but being so happy about it that it didn't matter. So that's completely what Lucien is based off of. It's like, what can I get away with, essentially? It's like, what can Lucien do on stage and think he's winning when he's actually losing?
That's not a bad rule for life in some ways.
No.
And maybe that's why I find that I find myself attracted to that character, because it is this innocence and joy. I mean, this podcast is called The Joy of Yes, and I called it that because I think there is a joy to saying yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe Lucien is the personification of that, which is, you know, he fails, but he's still happy about it.
Yeah, he's still happy about it. But he's also not afraid to yell at an audience member and rip them apart.
Oh my God.
That I did over that Fringe run were, I was screaming at people. At one point, I brought somebody up on stage, and they sang a song, and I played the recorder for them. It's just so varied. We did it in the States, and I got the entire audience to sing a song together as like one choir as I played for them, as I was their musical accompaniment. The things that Lucien is incapably capable of doing is hilarious, but I can't wait to do that character more to see what else he can do, because it feels like I'm constantly discovering. And that's one where it's like, I feel dangerous. There was one show, this Fringe, where I got to a point where it's like, this would be a great point to end, but I kept going, and the people backstage were just like, oh no, what has he done? Like, he clearly found an ending. He's just gonna go downhill and downhill and downhill. And I, you know, Lucien somehow found a way to flip it around, because you could tell even the audience, I talked to some people in the audience, and even the audience was like very unsure of where it was gonna go, but it turned around.
Thank you for listening to The Joy of Yes with me, Graham Pate, and my very special guest, Quinn Contini. Listen to the next episode when Quinn and I will continue our conversation about all things to do with improv. Thanks for listening.